Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I have some farming news, conservation news, along with some farmers market news, thanking everyone in our community. But first, did you know that this coming week is the National 4-H Week from October 1st through the 7th? Each year, National 4-H Week is a time to celebrate all the 4-H is and all that 4-H does for the young people in our community. This year's theme is I Love 4-H. Also, the 1st of October, 4-H enrollment opens for all 4-H families to go online and get their 4-H members signed up for the next 4-H year. Contact the Extension Office for all the details. In my farming news, here in McPherson County, it's wheat planting season. Wheat producers are itching to get their seed in the ground. Many producers have their wheat ground ready and are just waiting for a nice rain. Hopefully, local areas will receive that much-needed rain, as soil moisture is on the minds of every farmer. Regardless of the soil moisture conditions at wheat planting time, there are a few important steps producers can take to improve their chances of getting a good wheat stand, and they are proper tractor speed. It is best to use a tractor speed of between 5 and 6 miles per hour. Proper uniform seeding depth. The ideal planting depth for wheat in most cases is about 1.5 inches. Firm seed beds. Planting into loosely fluffy soil can be a problem where soils have been tilled repeatedly during the summer. When seeds are planted into loose soil, rains in the fall will settle the soil and leave the crowns of the seedlings too close to the soil surface. A good closing system behind the drill openers with adequate down pressure should help. Planting during the optimum window. In general, wheat should be planted somewhere around the Haitian fly free date, and we are past that now. Adequate soil fertility. In general, producers should add at least part of their nitrogen before or at planting time to get plants off to a great start. Make adjustments for planting into row crop stubble. When planting wheat into grain sorghum, corn, or even soybeans, producers will need to add more N per acre over their normal nitrogen rate. Watch out for potential disease issues when planting into corn residue. The risk of some diseases may be higher when the wheat is planted in fields with large amount of corn residue is left on the surface. Make sure you are using a seed treatment. The Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Program nominations are due November 10th. Nominate a deserving Kansas producer or landowner for the 2023 Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Awards Program. This year, the Kansas Bankers Association, K-State Research and Extension, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced 6 award categories: energy conservation, water quality, water conservation, soil conservation, windbreaks, and wildlife habitat. The purpose of this program is to stimulate a greater interest in the conservation of agriculture and natural resources of Kansas by giving recognition to those farmers and landowners who have made outstanding progress in practicing conservation on their farms. In 2022, over 200 Kansas producers and landowners were recognized through this program. And I just wanted to reach out and let everyone know that last Saturday was the last farmers market of the season. We have ended this year's farmers market and wanted to thank all the vendors and community members for their support of this year's farmers market. Plans are already being made for next year's market that starts the end of May 2024. As always, if you have specific ag questions, you can reach me during our normal business hours here at the Extension office. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you have a great start to the fall season.